This story is read by Lady Mansfield. Private Robert John Gordon, service number 5233 of the 1st 6th Battalion Black Watch, previously of the 1st 3rd Scottish Horse. Robert John Gordon was born on the 14th May 1893 in Ruffwell, Dumfriesshire, to Andrew and Jane Gordon. He was the fifth of eight children and they lived at Brow Cottage, Ruffwell. His father was a woodman. By the time of the 1911 census, Robert was living and working in Scone. He was a forester and residing in Innerbewis Bothy with four other foresters employed by the Scone estate. In 1914, Robert enlisted in the 1st 3rd Scottish Horse as a trooper, and by August 1915 he was serving in Gallipoli. As with so many thousands of others, Robert contracted typhoid and was sent to Malta to recover. Malta at that time was known as the nurse of the Mediterranean, as 135,000 Commonwealth sick and wounded were brought here to the many hospitals and convalescent depots from the campaigns in Gallipoli and Salonika. Robert eventually returned to England, but by August 1916 he had joined the 6th Battalion, the Black Watch, and had set sail for France. The 6th Battalion was part of the 153rd Infantry Brigade, which in turn belonged to the 51st Highland Division. The Battle of Ancre took place in November 1916, but for the 51st Highland Division, it will be remembered as the Battle of Beaumont Hamel. Their final objective was to capture the village of Beaumont Hamel and to secure a line from the village southeast to a Y ravine. The ravine was heavily fortified with steep sides running towards the British line. The attack was originally planned for the 24th October 1916. But because of appalling weather and torrential rain, there were a number of delays and the attack was eventually scheduled for 13th November 1916. The infantry advances began at 5:45 a.m. when a mine was exploded as the signal, after which intense bombardment of the German positions began. The progress behind the barrage was deliberate and slow, and the dreadful conditions made it impossible to move quickly, only about 25 yards a minute. There was stiff opposition, but by 7:50 a.m, both brigades had reached the third report line. However, there were still pockets of resistance behind them. Y Ravine was particularly stubborn, and despite progress elsewhere, it took all day to overcome the resistance there. The casualties had been too heavy for a sustained attack, and they fell back to conform to the flanking movements. The night was spent consolidating the position and preparing to attack again the next morning. The 51st Highland Division had overcome extremely strong German defences, but there was a high cost in men's lives. As a whole, the 51st Division had over 2,000 casualties, of which 500 were killed or died of their injuries. But the battle was hailed a great success. Robert John Gordon was killed on the 13th November 1916 during the initial attack on Beaumont Hamel. He is buried in Y Ravine Cemetery, Plot 1, Row B, Grave 68, Beaumont Hamel, France. The cemetery was created in the spring of 1917, when the battlefields in the surrounding area were cleared. Robert was 23 years old. He was awarded the Victory and British War Medals. We will remember them.